Hey guys, before we get into today's show, I have two quick things I want to share with you. First one is really important because it was just created by a very dear friend of mine, and it's on ifundwomen.com, and Cosmic Media is the app builder for female founders. It's all about removing the barriers to tech for female founders and redefining brown girl tech culture. This page will give you all of the information. It's kind of set up like a GoFundMe. And I just wanted to share a little bit. I'm going to read it to you directly from the page so you can just get a gist of like what's happening and how incredible this truly is. So it says, "Welcome to Cosmic Media. We are a female startup that wants to fund and build apps for female founders who have a hard time getting funded or building their own apps. After a survey, we found that our future clients will require app services that focus on women's health and wellness, education, and entertainment." I mean, obviously this is why I'm in love with this. "We are currently working with a drag-and-drop app platform that will allow us to streamline the app creation process and have app templates available at more affordable pricing for female-led startups." This is so amazing. And just a little behind the scenes, Cosmic Media is a full-service application development agency that focuses on modernizing technology for women and female founders. Their team of strategists, developers, and designers is dedicated to building innovative software solutions to help their clients reach their project goals. They are in the business of creating innovative and empowering digital products for female founders. If this is something that you want to learn more about, if you are a female founder, if you would like to check out their ifundwomen.com donation page so that you can help fund this incredible startup, please visit the show notes. Now, second, I wanted to share with you that I'm giving away a 15-minute coaching call for everybody that screenshots and tags me when they leave reviews for the Everything is Messy podcast on Apple Podcast. So please make sure you do so after listening to today's episode where I share my mental, physical, and emotional health, holistic healing, and all of the supplements. I have a whole list that I recorded for you, and I just wanted to preface saying that I'm not a doctor, I'm just a professional patient, and please make sure that you research on your own all the risks and benefits, but let's get into today's show. Welcome to Everything is Messy, the podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm someone who loves to create content, products, and services to help others level up in business and in life. I even wrote a book about it, and now I have a store. Everything is Messy is a one-stop shop for women who want it and deserve it all. From personal development to productivity, podcasting and publishing, small business strategies to entrepreneurship, and so much more. Tune in every week to enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast experience and hear fun, fearless, and focused conversations from myself and my incredible guests. From trending topics to stories of resilience and all things business. And let's not forget about a few of my favorites, mindset, healthy recipes, and organizing tips. These episodes are created to get you to where you want to be right now. The purpose of the show is to motivate you, inspire you, and prove to you that anything is possible if you just put in the work. So grab your favorite notebook and pen because it's time to get organized and turn those dreams of yours into reality. I'm living proof that manifesting and visualizing and having a never give up attitude work. And now it's my job to help you achieve your goals by doing the same, or just to provide some laughs along the way. I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 301 of the Everything is Messy podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman, and today I'm going to be sharing with you my go-to supplements. I've been using some of these for years. These help with my holistic healing. They help with stress, anxiety, depression, physical health, PTSD, literally overall health, and some of the viruses that are going around. So when it comes to all this information that I'm about to share with you right now, I just would like to preface that I am not a doctor. I am, however, a professional patient, and you need to do your research and make sure you're looking at all of the risks and the side effects when it comes to these supplements, because they're not for everybody. But these are the ones that I use, and a lot of people have been asking me, and there's one thing I've been drinking for a long time, which is kava. Well, I should say since like the spring or summer. Anyway, I'm obsessed. So I'm going to share with you why I take them and all the benefits that I get from them. But please make sure you go to like Healthline or WebMD or just research the companies that you're buying them from. I'll share all the ones that I use currently right now. I have a whole list in front of me. I made a very thorough list
because I wanted to make sure that you know why I'm using them, what they help me with, where you can get yours, and where you need to go do your research. That's Google. Make sure you're researching every single thing before you purchase these supplements if you're using different companies, or if you really just want to see, like, if what I'm saying, it's really going to work for you, you know? So let's just dive in. So the first thing I've been using for a number of years, which now is so hard to get, I don't know what happened, but I get my Select CBD oil. It's a tincture. It's 4-to-1. It has THC in it. You have to get this at a dispensary. I don't know if you, they have a website, but I don't know how it works in different states, if it's legal or what. So I've been using Select CBD oil for, I'd say, 2 years now, and I switched brands, and what a difference. And I don't need a whole tincture of it every single day. I only use a little bit. And that is because I recently started drinking kava. And what I should say is the spring and summer, I started, like I said earlier, started drinking kava. Kava is something I had no idea about whatsoever. And I found out about it from my rowing coach. And she had a birthday party at a kava bar. And these are also hard to find. And that's when I learned all about kava. So if you're new to kava like I was, let me just explain it to you. It's actually a crop that's grown in the South Pacific Islands. And when you go to a kava bar, the whole vibe is like a hookah lounge, coffee bar. There's no alcohol, okay? It's just something made from a plant that gives you this like amazing euphoric feeling. It kind of feels like you're drinking, but you're not. And there's different forms. So when you go to the kava bars, you're going to get teas. And it's a whole ceremonial vibe. So when you go in, they usually ask, like, have you had it before? There's shots. There's round coconut cups or a glass, whichever one you go to. I've been to a couple now. And it's served in a ceremonial situation. So a lot of families go. And there's different versions of it as well. So the way that you can drink kava is in a tea, in a tincture, in capsules. The capsules is something I haven't tried, but candies as well, which I've had homemade from a kava bar in Vegas that were incredible. So why I drink kava is because I love that euphoric feeling. I drink less wine when I drink kava, which I'm trying to do this year, and it really helps with stress, anxiety, and boosts sleep. When it comes to the tincture, I get mine at Sprouts, which is a grocery store here in California. I also have researched other ones and used Mary Ruth's Organic, but my Sprouts one is stronger. If you go to a kava bar, you're actually going to get a stronger version of kava, and there's 3 different versions. So it's kind of like if you go to a dispensary and you're asking them for a specific feeling, there's a head high, a body high, and like an all over like hybrid kind of high. And by doing my research, and I recently went to a kava bar in Vegas, it's called Ninth Island Kava. And the one in San Diego, there's 2, there's one called Gather and one called Kava Collective. And the Gather one, in my opinion, the kava is a lot stronger. And Kava Collective, I just found out, sells the candies that Ninth Island Kava in Vegas makes. Are you following me? This is kind of confusing, but not really. So kava tea is delicious, in my opinion. You might think that it tastes like dirt. I mean, it is made from a plant, but the overall feelings you get, you just feel so good. And it helps with my anxiety, depression, and I drink a lot less wine when I drink my kava. And that's the 3 main reasons, 4 reasons, it helps sleep too, why I love it so much. And again, I've only been drinking it for a couple months. When I'm not going to a kava bar, I use the tincture that I get from Sprouts. And I usually just do 1 or 2 like full tinctures in water or a drink. I usually just do it with water and lemon now because I'm used to the flavor. But the different versions of kava make you feel different. And I got schooled by the owner of Ninth Island Kava when I went in there a couple weeks ago on my last trip to Vegas. And I'm like obsessed. Like when I find a supplement or a product, something I love, I go down like a rabbit hole of research. So I'm sharing, I'm saving you the time and sharing all of this information with you now. So in Vegas at that kava bar, there's a Fijian kava, a Tongan kava, and a Vanuatu. I think I'm saying it right. Vanuatu. And so there's different versions. The Fijian gives you like a head high, and The Tongan one gives you a body high. And the Vanuatu, I know I'm totally butchering this, gives you like an all-over high. And that's the one I'm used to. That's the one that's in my tincture from Sprouts. The capsules, I feel like, won't be strong enough because I'm used to drinking the tea and having a lot of the tincture. And the candies, I love. I tried one of every flavor because I got the hookup. I have one left, so I actually need to go get some more at the Cava Collective, which I heard they sell them today. So those you just pop in your mouth, and it gives you, it numbs your lips, it numbs the back of your throat, and that's like the first kind of feeling you'll get when you know, and that's how you know if it's good. When I had my very first sip of Cava at a bar called Gather here in San Diego, I was like, oh my God, my throat's numb. They're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I love this feeling. Like, it just makes you feel like so mellow and calm, but also gives you like a euphoric feeling. So that is something that I've been really into for like months now. And thanks to my old road coach, Ivy, shout out to Ivy if you're listening, I went down a whole Cava rabbit hole. And the bars, it's just so good to like meet new people and hang out. And like I said, it's like a hookah vibe, like a hookah lounge vibe or like a coffee shop vibe. Like the mellow, the music is like mellow and chill and everybody's just drinking Cava. The one in Vegas, they serve it in a whole bowl with these like coconut cups. So you're drinking the tea like it is a ceremonial process. And what they do in the islands, like they really bring that to Vegas. And I was dying to go to this place for like months, and my trips are always timed off, like because they opened at 4, so it would like throw off my time. But I'm obsessed with Cava, and all of my friends know that now. So that's the deal with Cava. Select CBD oil, my favorite CBD oil on the planet, and that's the 411 on the Cava. Now, let's go into some of my other supplements that I use. Ashwagandha is something that is found in a lot of drinks like Four Sigmatic, different coffees, and it's something that strengthens the immune system. It helps with anxiety, stress, sometimes sleep, bacterial infections, fungal infections. I've seen things that it says it's an anti-inflammatory. It helps with diabetes and sicknesses. And it's something that is put in items that like are really popular, like Four Sigmatic. But if you take it out without all the other stuff that's in there and just have it like in a hot tea or like your own like Hershey's cocoa powder that's like sugar-free, gluten-free, you're getting more of the actual benefit from the ashwagandha, in my opinion. This is something that I put in my drinks at night, which, by the way, the Cava, you can have like all day, all night if you want. But you have to kind of have to build up a tolerance, I think. But with the ashwagandha, I do a whole tincture. And then again, the one that I use right now is from Sprouts. And that I put in my tea at night, and it like really helps relax me. But with all the viruses going around, it helps strengthen my immune system. I literally took 3 COVID tests this week and they were all negative. And I swear it's because of these supplements, but there's a lot of other benefits, like I mentioned earlier. So please do your research and make sure that you're looking at all the risks and the side effects when you take these supplements. The next one I want to share is chlorophyll. Chlorophyll I started taking when I finally got the okay that I could donate blood. After all my chemo rounds and all of that, it took me like 3 years to get a yes, like you can go ahead and donate. So then I was donating my blood religiously, I think it was every 8 weeks, and then donating plasma, which is even more of a lengthy process. And chlorophyll helps clean out your blood, especially red blood cells, which is what you need for the plasma. But then unfortunately, a couple months ago, my doctors nixed me donating blood because I was doing it so much, it made me anemic. So I'm just trying to give back and help patients because I've had so many blood transfusions. So I'm O positive, and that's a lot of the blood that they need is O positive because it can help more patients. So unfortunately right now I can't donate anymore, but I do other things to give back, which, I can share about on another show, but I always am very vocal on social media about being a patient advocate, especially on my TikTok. But the chlorophyll, Most people usually use this for altitude sickness. And besides cleaning out your blood, some other benefits that I've read about are weight loss, and it helps with body odor and it has antioxidants. So I feel like if you're somebody that is trying to go the natural deodorant route, and I have had so many friends, myself included, try to do that, I just can't find one that doesn't make me smell, if you know what I mean. So maybe next time, if I try to do another natural deodorant, I'll start upping my chlorophyll game, and maybe you don't smell. I don't know. That's my two cents on that. But chlorophyll, just do your research. I love it. It's like, I actually mix it. So in the morning I have like a whole drink situation, and I'm sure if you follow me online, you've seen this. I have my water with lemon. I have my super coffee. I have my electrolytes, my chlorophyll, my green juice. So a lot of these I have in the morning. But the chlorophyll and the next product I want to share with you, my Ultima Replenisher, that's my electrolytes. And I get that at Sprouts as well. And it's super inexpensive. But the best part about it is that there's zero sugar and only 55 milligrams, I think it's milligrams, of sodium. And if I have too much sodium, like over 1,000 milligrams a day, I get vertigo because it inflates my eustachian tube in my left ear. Like, just in case you needed like all this information. And then I get fucking vertigo. Anyway, if you look at the package of Liquid IV, there is so much sugar and salt and crap in that stuff. Ultima Replenisher does not have that. So going back to like my morning drink situation, I have my water, I have my chlorophyll, and right now I'm drinking the lemonade and it's so good. And then the chlorophyll added, it kind of tastes like mint lemonade. I don't know. I think it's delicious. The last batch I had, it usually lasts me a month and it's only like $20. I had grape, and then I started mixing grape and lemon, but you can also get like the little individual packets. So I usually get those first to try the flavor before I get like a whole month's worth, you know? And that is usually my morning drink situation: the coffee, the water, the chlorophyll, the electrolytes. And it's really good, especially if you're like sweating and working out. And, something else that chlorophyll does is it actually helps with like infections and wounds. So you'll see, like, if you cut yourself and you're bleeding, and if you didn't have chlorophyll in your system, it would actually take longer to heal. But if you are using a chlorophyll supplement, it's so much quicker. And I know that for a fact because I've done it. And it helps with inflammation. And that's something I am constantly trying to work on, is lower that in my body. And something else that I read about it is that besides like detoxing your body and all of that, which I'm obsessed with, is it helps with liver function. So read into that and do your research. Like I keep saying, if you have liver issues, maybe chlorophyll is something that you might want to incorporate into your everyday routine. So let's go into some of the supplements that I was taking, such as GABA and L-theanine and L-tyrosine. So let's start with L-tyrosine. L-tyrosine, I saw all over TikTok during the pandemic, and everyone was taking this supplement and ditching their prescription meds if they had ADHD. So if that's something that you're looking, like researching, Google that, get your booty on TikTok right now and ask the people that have been posting. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just sharing what I've seen myself. I do not have ADHD, but it did help with depression, but I got headaches from that, so I stopped taking it. I feel like it was just too strong, or maybe I started taking that at the same time with my GABA and L-theanine. Last spring is when I started using all of these, and maybe they didn't like work in a cohesive way, maybe, but I did just want to share the L-tyrosine for somebody that may be looking into getting off prescription meds and looking for a holistic approach. Like, just Google that and like do your research, because that might be an option. But what I do take still is the GABA and L-theanine, but not the supplement. And there's a reason for that. So GABA actually helps reduce mental and physical stress and helps you sleep a little bit better, and inflammation. It's really good to take when you're dealing with inflammation. And if you've been listening to my stories over the past couple of months, I've been dealing with like colonoscopies and gallbladder surgeries and like all this drama. So now I'm good to go, so I can start taking these supplements again. But the L-theanine, that is an amino acid. So that's usually found in green tea, black tea, mushrooms, but it helps with anxiety, stress, insomnia, and really helps you stay focused, boost your immunity. And then other things I've seen it do is help with blood pressure and tumors and cancer treatment. So again, I'm not a doctor, but please do your research if you're looking for supplements to incorporate into your everyday health routine, supplement routine. L-theanine, I actually stopped using that a couple months ago because I did my research and I started drinking super coffee because I found this product called Alkamind, and that reduces the acidity in your body. And I read this whole thing on coffee, and so I switched to organic coffee. This was actually more than a couple months ago when I started drinking super coffee because it's organic. Super coffee actually has vitamin B and D and L-theanine in it, and it's organic. They even have plant-based drinks. And yes, I am an affiliate for them now, but I started drinking them months ago. I think I started drinking the coffee in the spring, maybe even longer, and that was just the grounds. But now I have everything. I have the pods, I have the plant-based drinks, I have the creamers, I have the espressos, I have all of their products, and I am an affiliate. So if you're interested in getting some, wait to the end of the show because I'm about to hook you up. But I stopped taking the supplement because it's in the coffee. So it's like less money I'm spending, but better quality things that I'm putting into my body. And that's really important to me. So that's why I wanted to share my go-to supplements when it comes to me trying to heal my body holistically and also take care of my everyday stresses, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, and depression that I deal with every now and then, and also my PTSD. Like I said, this past week, I took like 3 COVID tests, and half of that reason, well, I was not feeling well, but also it's because I have crazy PTSD around this virus. Like every now and then I get that trigger and it's just not a healthy feeling. And so I have to make sure that I have all these tools and products and supplements that I'm using to combat that, you know? So now I want to share with you my foods that I use to make sure that I'm at my healthiest. Because if you do get sick, you want to make sure that you're like using things every day to prevent that, because then you won't be as sick, right? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about with all the viruses going around. If you're maintaining a good health, I feel like you could be in a better place. But then there are also those crazy stories. You see that the people are in the best of health and they get knocked to the ground. So you just never know. So I feel like the more things that you can do for your overall health, mentally, physically, emotionally, the better. So that's why I wanted to record this episode for you and share my favorite things that I'm doing. When it comes to juices and smoothies and soups, I'm obsessed. I meal prep everything. I mean, I obviously wrote a vegan cookbook. Like, I want to create the best possible recipes from the best possible products. And of course you have like cheat meals. I've been posting all these ice cream pies I made over the holiday, but that's now stopped. But there are sugar-free, fat-free versions. But if you're interested in looking at all of the juices, smoothies and soups I've been making, like my detox soup, my pumpkin cranberry smoothies, all my green juices, I make different versions all the time. You can check those out over on my TikTok, and then on my Instagram, and the highlights are my older ones. There are thousands. Now, going back to your evening routine, if you're looking to, you know, try something out to help you sleep, I highly recommend getting the ashwagandha, but maybe just like read the bottle and again, do your research, but you put that in your tea or your cocoa. Same thing with the kava. You can do it at night. I mean, kava you can have all day, but the sugar-free, gluten-free Hershey's baking cocoa is what I use because there's no crap in it, you know? But now I want to share with you, again, please note, I'm not a doctor, just a professional patient. And the whole point of this episode is just to share what works for me. And I've done a lot of other, like I mentioned earlier, like the L-tyrosine. I've tried that and I got really bad headaches, and I'm not really like a headache person. So that was like, I think this is a little bit too strong for me. So I was taking it for PTSD. That was the reason. But then you just have to stop and figure out, like, you know, sometimes it's trial and error and you have to have a lot of patience and really pay attention to what your body is telling you, because it's the only way you're going to realize like how it makes you feel and if it's an overall good feeling. You know, like kava might be way too strong for you and you might get super sick. So again, you have to just see what works best. So I've put together a little list for you. If you Everything, by the way, will be in the show notes. So if you're looking for all the supplements and you don't have a Sprouts, you're not in California. I feel like they're in another state too, but all other brands that I've used are on my Amazon store. You'll see them in the wellness category, I believe it's titled. Yeah, I finalized everything this morning for you so that I could share them with you so you're not like searching all over the place. Like, it's very overwhelming. So I'm saving you again all that time. Just head to my Amazon store. The link is in the bio. If you are in San Diego and looking to try a Kava bar, I would go to Gather, which is in North Park, and Kava Collective, which is on University and Hillcrest. And if you're in the Las Vegas area, Ninth Island Kava, which is on South Rainbow, like 215 and South Rainbow. It's literally like 10 minutes from the strip. I highly recommend. I met with one of the owners for like 30, 40 minutes, I feel like. And I tried one of everything. I was like, this is the best day ever. And I drove home with it the next day and it was absolutely unbelievable. And I've been home for a week now, which seems so much longer, from my trip. And I just finished my candies. So it's definitely time to restock. But I really hope that this episode helped you just kind of navigate through like what you should start taking, or maybe if you're missing something or you just want to try something new. Other things that I noticed about the ashwagandha actually is that it helps stimulate the thyroid hormone production. So I'm curious as to see, because I have Hashimoto's, what my thyroid level will be now that I've been taking that for quite some time. I get my blood work done every 3 months. But ashwagandha is something else that really helps with my depression and if you're working out muscle strength and overall memory improvement. Those are the things that I've noted. But when it comes to, again, the L-theanine, I don't even need that supplement anymore because I drink super coffee. So if you're looking for something that's organic, a plant-based, delicious coffee product, it has 200 milligrams of caffeine rather than like the 60 to 90. So it is a bit stronger. So then you can actually drink less. And it has all the vitamins and antioxidants in it. I am an affiliate. And if you would like to try, you can use my code SuperKelly. It will be in the show notes. The link will be there for you because it's 15% off for you. And the best part is that there is a 30% off for subscription users. So you can actually subscribe to get replenished all the time. I literally have every single product. If you would like to try a can, just message me. I should say a can, some grounds, a pod, like all the products. Shoot me a message today and I'd be more than happy to send you one just so that you can try it. They're everywhere now. I mean, they're in every major grocer, retailer. They're literally everywhere. And I love their whole story. It's actually three brothers and one of them was in college and he could not like stay focused without all these crappy energy drinks that were filled with like so many things that are bad for us. So he ended up creating this product. They were on Shark Tank and their investment bank backing is like massive. So that allows them to be everywhere. And again, I am an affiliate and I'm so proud to have partnered up with them because I've been obsessed with this product for a long time, which is why I pitched them and I'm like, let's work together. So anyway, that is it. That's everything I have for you for episode 301. If you binged this episode real quick and you still haven't listened to episode 300, please go back and do so because there is something happening on March 1st, 2022. If you have not listened to that episode, you will know. Also, my brand new podcast community is now on TikTok. And if you leave a review for the show, there is a gift that you get, but you have to go back to episode 300 and hear all about it. So thank you so much for listening. I have a lot more in store for this show. I'm actually going to be recording live on TikTok in the weeks to come and bringing on some incredible guests. I'm switching up the content, so it's going to be a lot more experts in business and holistic health and just a whole new vibe. And I'm here for it. I'm so excited. You know, I've been doing this for 5 years, so you got to switch things up after a while. And this is like the best creative outlet I could have asked for. And I just fell into it, not by choice, but like by survival mode. And I've turned this show into a full podcast development business as well. So if you're looking to launch a podcast, you know where to find me. That's it. That's all I have to share. I'm going to go today, go out and do some errands. I've been in the house for a couple days because I wasn't feeling well because, you know, the viruses, but, I have so many negative tests, so I'm good to go. So I'm going to go out into the world and do all of my errands and then come back and I'm going to do some writing. So please go back to listen and listen again to episode 300 if you haven't. And then make sure you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. Screenshot tag me so I can send you your gift. And that's all I have. Next week, I'm going to be talking about budgeting and money and all the fun stuff and numbers, and finally giving you my end of month, end of year, like all the budget 411s that I've been talking about. So I'm really excited to share that episode with you. But if you have any questions, a show idea, anything like that, you have a brand, product, service you would like me to share on the show, again, all the links will be in my show notes and you know where to find me. I hope that you have a wonderful day and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Everything is Messy, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I would love to know. Just leave me a review on the app or website you're listening on. To learn more about myself, join the community, read my book, or shop the collection, visit everythingismessy.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive my weekly newsletter so you get all my announcements first. For all the behind the scenes and day-to-day content, follow along on Instagram at Kellyanne Gorman Official and Everything is Messy Collection. Links are in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share, send me a message on everythingismessy.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. It truly means the world to me. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Everything is Messy is produced and syndicated under A Million Dreams Publishing. For more information on how you can launch your own book, podcast, or digital series, visit amilliondreamspublishing.com.